Bezras Hashem Yisbarek, today's daf is Kuf Beis in Meseches Pesachim. It's the 425th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up with the topic of Shinui Makom in regards to Brachos. Particularly, our Gemara is going to continue the Machlokas that we had between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes on yesterday's daf, on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, who had argued whether there is a problem of Shinui Makom when one made a bracha that one has to return for. For example, a bracha that has a bracha achrona of Birchas Mein Shalosh or Birchas Hamazon. So Rav Chisda was of the opinion that in such a case, then we don't evoke the rule Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech. The rationale is, as Rav Chisda describes, Kiva Kama Hodor, he was Koveya himself in that spot, and therefore, since there was a kviyus, so then that bracha continues and is not undermined while moving. Rav Sheshes disagrees. The Gemara yesterday challenged that from a case of a chasana, where the halacha is that if you get up from your place to go somewhere else to entertain a chasana and kala, then you need to make a new bracha, even if you had washed, if you get up to go to be Misameach the Chasan and Kala somewhere else. That seems to support the position of Rav Sheshes. The Gemara will give the teretz of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak on the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amid Beis, coming to Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, that will suggest that this is a unique shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you need to leave Mikzas Chaver. The Gemara then will go back and resuscitate the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that had said that one could be yotze the mitzvah of kiddush and bracha as well, with the kiddush as said in the shul, and you don't need to make a new bari priyagafen when you go home. And the Gemara will ask on Rabbi Yochanan from the above halachos that we had. The Gemara will attempt to defend the shita Rabbi Yochanan. On the bottom of Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, we will begin to discuss the halachos of a chabura. That's probably why Mara brings it up here, that we're sitting and eating a su'udah together, and then Shabbos came in. We will have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi how to make kiddush. The Gemara will introduce that everybody agrees that there would be a problem saying kiddush and Birchas Hamazon on the same kais for important rule in Shas of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. And then the Gemara will compare that to a case to where one only has one kos on Motzai Shabbos. The bottom of today's daf will bring us into the sugya of Yak Nahaz, the order of Kiddush on a night of Yom Tov that is also Motzai Shabbos. Let's begin Bezer Hashem, where we left off on the bottom of Kuf Aleph on the Beis, and that is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's Teretz in the last four words of the daf. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is answering Akasha. How could it be that Rav Chisda had told us that if you made a bracha that has kviyus, that you need to make the bracha achrona in that place, the halacha is that there's no problem of shinui makom because that bracha extends to wherever you go because it has a strong kviyus? How could he say that? At the end of the day, we learned in the Braisa that Bnei Chabura, that we're at a chasana, the halacha is that they're not allowed to leave all of them together to go to be mesameach lechasana and kala without making a new bracha. They have to bench, and if they want to eat more, then they'll make a new bracha when they come back, unless they leave some there. According to Rav Chisda, there should be no need to bench. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mantana Akiris, who is the one who taught this brisa in regards to Akiris Rebbe Yehuda? That's following the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda. This is what Rav Chisda will do to defend himself. The sign is we learn in Braisa. Chaverim shayim misubim va'akru ragleim leilch beis haknesel beis hamedrash. What happens if people are sitting and eating and they go to shul or the beis hamedrash? Kishen yotzin ein tu nebrach lemafreya, kishen chazrein tu nebrach lechatchila. The Tanakhama says no problem. They could just come back and continue eating where they left off. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda disagreed. Ba'medvar ma'murim, when do we say this halacha? Bezman shem nichu sham miktis chaverim. So we see that the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe Yehuda, and Rav Chisda will be following the Tanakama, the Chachamim, and not Rebbe Yehuda. Now we put a period over here, and the Gemara now fleshes out this position of the Chachamim, which actually fits like a glove with the opinion of Rav Chisda, and the Gemara will use that to ask Akasha on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that we had mentioned briefly in yesterday's daf. El taima de bedvar matun and bracha la'acharein b'mikom on the k'shein yotzei ain tun and bracha la'frein k'shein chazun ain tun and bracha l'chatchila. When do we say that the halacha is that you don't need to make a bracha when you leave and when you come back to eat? That's if you had a bracha that has kvius that you need to make in that particular place, and that kvius, as we explained previously, maintains that you don't have a hefsek from the bracha by going somewhere else. But those things that don't need a bracha achron in their place, even according to Rabbana, gishen yotzen to bracha l'afrein, then you need to make a bracha before you leave, gishen chozen to bracha l'chatchila, and then you need to make a bracha when you come back. Let us say that this becomes a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Who is Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, on the bottom of Kuf Aleph, had said that if you hear Kiddush and Shul, so then in such a case, there's no problem of having a Shinui Makom and continuing that bracha in your house. Rabbi Yochanan makes absolutely no mention, spells out the Rashbam, of whether the previous bracha was a bracha that's Tu'unan Bracha B'mekoman that requires a bracha achron in its space or not. And he seems to reject the possibility that Shinui Makom would be a hefsek in any case. It's true that the Chacham hold that there are times that Shinui Makom is not a hefsek, but the requirement of Tuna Bracha B'mekoman is not mentioned at all. Leima David Tufted Rav Yochanan points out the Gemara V'lav Usvinu Chodes Zimna. Didn't we already reject Rav Yochanan for other reasons? On the top of Kuf Aleph on the base, on the first line, we had a Meisve on Rabbi Yochanan, where we saw that Shinui Makom does require a bracha. So we see that we've already previously rejected Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara, Neima meha nami tavi tiyufta. We should say that from here is also a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. You're right, we rejected Rabbi Yochanan already. But what about asking from, showing that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong from here as well? Says the Gemara, this is not such a strong kasha. I'm lecha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan will say to you, that the halacha really is not as Rav Chisda had presented, that when do we say Shinui Makom is not significant? That's if you have a dover haton bracha b'mekoman, then you don't need to make a new bracha. No, in all cases, you don't need to make a new bracha. Shinui Makom is not going to be a problem. I, from the Tanakama, the Rabbanon, in our Brisa, we saw the most lenient position was Akru Ragleim. Akru Ragleim seems to indicate, Vahadiktani Akru Ragleim, that seems to indicate that they were being oker from a kfius of a bracha. They picked up their legs. That seems to indicate that they picked up from a bracha. No, that's not to tell us that. Lo diacha kocho de Rabbi Yehuda. That's just bringing out that the Rabbanon hold in all cases Shinui Makom works. But it's bringing out the position of Yehuda, that afilu dvarim shetunim bracha l'achrein b'mekoma, that even if you have a kviyos of a bracha, the only way it won't be a hefsek is taima de nicha mitzas chaverim, if you leave a little bit of friends. Avalo nicha mitzas chaverim, but if you don't leave a little bit of friends, kishen yotzen tunim bracha l'afreya, kishen chozren tunim bracha l'chat chila. So really, even the Rabbanon, according to the position of Rabbi Yochanan, we're not talking about a bracha that has a kviyus, that's ton b'mekoman, and when it says akru ragleim, that's just emphasized because Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree, even where you're koveh. But the Chacham hold it's not a hefsek, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even when you don't, when you have a bracha that's not koveh. Tanya kavase de Rav Chisda, we learned in a brisa like Rav Chisda, who differentiates on yesterday's daf, between whether you have a kvius or whether you don't. In other words, if you have a bracha achrona, shetu tuunin mekoman, then in such case it's not a hefsek, as we've explained above. If they decided to be koveya wine, this is a makar, that wine, the brachas me'en shalosh, is a koveya. Va'akru ragleim, and then they were okay. Their place v'chazu einin tzrich and levarch. It's not considered a hafsek. Why is it not considered a hafsek? Shinu makom normally is a hafsek according to Rav Chisda, because it was a bracha achareyan sheton mikomon. Now we begin a new sugya. We begin to continue the halachas of kiddush as well as the halachas of a chabura that's sitting and eating. So it's connected to our sugya in two different ways. Tana Rabbanan, b'nei chabura shayim mesubin v'kiddush alein hayom. We're five lines from the bottom where the Gemara tells us that you have a chabura that was reclining together and the day begins to be literally sanctified. What that means is that, let's say they're sitting and having a seuda and Shabbos begins. We learned in the beginning of our parak that there is an iser of achila, at least according to some, before Shabbos, particularly achila seuda, as we saw in the beginning of the parak on Sadi Tes Amid Beis and Kuf Amid Aleph. However, 2 points. First of all, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion over there on the bottom of Sadi Tes Amid Beis Ochel Holech Ad Shetech Shach. And number two, it could very well be that this case was talking about where they began eating beheter. In other words, they began earlier in the day when it was permissible for them to start eating. Hayom. Lo and then they bring them a cup of wine. Hayom. Then they're supposed to make kiddush. Rashbam says 3 lines from the bottom that just like Rabbi Yehuda says that you're supposed to stop eating before Shabbos, so to now you're not only supposed to stop eating, but you're supposed to make kiddush. V'sheini yomer alav berachas hamazon. And they bring a second kais, and they use the second kais for benching. Rabbi Yossi yomer oichal v'oilich ad shetech shach. They could continue eating until it's dark. Gomru, then when they've concluded the meal, kosrishim v'varach alav berachas hamazon, they use the first kais for benching. V'sheini yomer alav kiddush hasayom. And they use the second kais for kiddush. Asks the Gemara, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Yossi, Amai v'nimrinu l'tarvayu achoda kosa. Why can't you use one kos? And the Gemara introduces an important klal. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ein omrim shtei kedushas al kos echad. You don't say two different kedushas. Here, the two different kedushas are kiddush and benching. My time, what's the reason? Amar Nachman Yitzchak l'fishei noisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Because you can't turn mitzvahs into bundles. What that means is that you're not allowed to use one kos and bundle with it two different mitzvahs. According to Rashbam, the reason that that's a problem, some Rishon will give different explanations, but we'll run with the explanation of the Rashbam, that it looks like the mitzvah is a pain in the neck. Oh, I've got to do all these things, so I'll just use one kos to be mekayim all of these things. The mechzi olav kemasui, writes the Rashbam. Rashi in Sota writes that it looks like that he wants to get the mitzvahs over quickly. Either way, it's some type of zilzal to the mitzvahs. Ask the Gemara, is that always so? That using a kos for two different things is considered a masui, it's considered as if he's showing that he wants to run away from the mitzvahs, which is called Ein Osa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas V'lo. V'atayin, didn't we learn a brayso? Nichnas lebeiso b'matzai Shabbos. A person goes into his house on Matzai Shabbos, and it's also Yom Tov. Mevarech al hayayin al ha-mo'or. Excuse me, we're going to get to that case where it's also Yom Tov. Now we're going to talk about where it's just Matzai Shabbos. So how do you make Havdalah? He makes a bracha on the wine, the candle, v'ala b'samim, v'achakach omer havdalah l'kos. Then he makes the havdalah on the kos. Notice over here the order of besamim and the candle is switched from our custom. We make first on the besamim and then on the ma'ar. Otherwise, it's the same tradition we have. We're going to have different opinions later on in the parak. So, v'imein lo elakos echot. But if he only has one kos, and he also wants to make birchas hamazon, because he's planning to eat afterwards as well, so then menichal achar mazon. Then he leaves the kos for after mazon. Mishal shalon kulon acharav, and he does all of them together. He eats first, and he makes benches, and makes havdalah and a bari priya gofen on that kos. So what do we see? You see that you do mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You could use a kos for different things. Answers the Gemara: Ein lo shani. If he doesn't have another kos, then he's stuck, and then it's different. asks the Gemara from the case that we jumped the gun on, Va'yomta shechalios achar Shabbos de isla. If he yomta falls out after Shabbos, amatzai Shabbos, and he has a lot of wine, nevertheless, Va'amar Rav, Rav taught, he says on that wine, Yakneha, Yayin Kiddush ner Avdolah, that he makes both Havdalah and Kiddush of Yom Tov on that one coast, just like we do to this day. I'm reading the Gemara attempts an answer. Midlo Amar Zman, the fact that Gemara does not mention, that Rav did not mention also Zman, that he's also making a Shechiyanu. So then, Michlal, the only Yom Tov we could be talking about, the Bishvi Shal Pesach, that's the seventh of Pesach. To call Mai Da'avile Achale, he had everything that he had bought for Pesach, Vilesle, and he doesn't have another cup. So maybe we'll say it's only in that particular case. Asks the Gemara, Vayomtav Rishon de Islay. But even in case of Yomtav Rishon, we say this. V'amar Abaye, Abaye said that the order is Yayin Kiddush Zman Ner Havdol. V'rava Amar Rava says, as we follow, Yak Nahaz, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdol Zman. Says the Gemara, important Yisod. Havdolah v'kiddush chodem il sahi. Havdolah and Kiddush are not considered two different mitzvahs. They're considered the same thing. Berchas Hamazon v'kiddush trei mili. Ninu. However, Berchas HaMazon and Kiddush are two different things. Because in both of them, you mention the Kedushas Hayom, the Kedusha of Shabbos, and the Kedusha of Yom Tov. And that is considered the same time. That's how Rashi, or the Mefarish, that's called Rashi above, in Dibra Masal Kiddush V'Avdala says it, the Tavai Mishum Kedushas Yom Tov Ninu. Both of them are there because the Kedushas Yom Tov. One to show in Havdalah that there is Kedushas Yom Tov, of Avdala or Atzmu Maskir Kedushas Yom Tov, the Amavdil BeKodesh LeKodesh Kamivarech, he makes that bracha, and so therefore the Havdala is not a stira to the Kiddush. In fact, it's buttressing the idea of what Kiddush represents. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Beis in Meseches Pesachim, and I hope that later on today we will join a halacha from the daily Daf to one of the shortest Dafim in Shas.